This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Jim Laval, pharmacist and board-certified clinical nutritionist. He's an author who creates individualized health and wellness programs so you can age with vitality, pushing science and health. For Dr. Laval, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Oh, it's great to be here.
And our pleasure to have you. Thanks so much for your time and taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. So, according to the CDC, 1/3 of people in the U.S. are pre-diabetic. Symptoms can be extremely hard to pinpoint as well. So how do we know if we have it, being pre-diabetic?
Well, I mean, the newest statistics, actually, it's up to 38%, with another 12% being diabetic. So half of the adult U.S. population is either pre-diabetic or diabetic. It is not easy to figure out if you're pre-diabetic. The easy way to tell is, are you gaining weight, right? So the first thing is, if you're gaining weight around the belly, more than likely you're insulin resistant. And if you're insulin resistant, that means you're on your first step to becoming a diabetic or you're pre-diabetic. One of the other things you could do is you can look at a finger stick and find out what your fasting blood sugar is. Now, even though a normal fasting blood sugar is between 65 and 99, what they know now is that if for every point over 84 represents a 6% risk of becoming a diabetic in the next decade. So basically, you're a pre-diabetic for a lot of years before you become diabetic. And so if you have a 95 fasting glucose, your doctor would say you're normal, but they would not tell you that you're at a 60% risk of becoming diabetic. Another clue might be is if your blood pressure is going up. A lot of people don't realize when you are pre-diabetic and you're making more insulin, you release more adrenaline. And what that means is that your blood vessels get stiffer and tighter, and that means your blood pressure will go up. So when a lot of times people begin to get a kind of a constellation of these things called metabolic syndrome, where they gain weight, become pre-diabetic, and then become pre-hypertensive. And there are millions of Americans in that boat. So the real danger of this is that when you become pre-diabetic, you start to make more inflammatory compounds in your body. And those inflammatory compounds, of course, lead to a lot of big problems once you become diabetic: increased risk of heart disease, increased risk of kidney disease, increased risk of loss of sight. So there's a lot of big issues that are around this.
And I'd say that's certainly alarming information there. Now, what are questions listeners can ask themselves at home to know if they are at higher risk?
Well, have you gained weight? Is your blood pressure going up? Do your legs feel heavy when you're going up steps? Do you maybe have an increased frequency of urine? Those are some of the most basic questions that you can ask. If you're thinking about what's going on with it, if you're insulin resistant or not.
Certainly some very helpful information there. And how often should listeners be checking their blood sugar numbers?
Well, I mean, certainly if you're not diabetic or if you're not pre-diabetic, you go with your annual physical. But what people can do is that they can get a glucometer at the local pharmacy. They can stick their finger and they can check their blood sugar. Easy enough for them to do. I mean, it's a simple process. And I find that, most people simply, they just don't do it. They just don't understand the importance of knowing their glucose. And the problem is, it's a silent situation. You could be walking around with very high blood sugars and not even know it if you don't go to the doc. And there's a lot of people that don't go to their doctor every year and get a blood test. So I would encourage people, get an annual blood test. Look for these big things. Same thing with blood pressure. That's why it's called the silent killer. People don't know what their blood pressure is until they take it. So get your blood sugar taken, get your blood pressure taken. And then, if you're eating a lot of sugar and a lot of carbs and you're gaining weight, you're pushing yourself towards becoming a person who's going to be pre-diabetic or diabetic if you're under a lot of stress. If you don't get enough sleep at night, your blood sugars will go up. So these are all the things that can kind of feed into what goes on when someone begins to, you know, be told, oh, you're pre-diabetic, where'd that come from?
Really great to have you on to bring focus to this. Today we're joined by Dr. Jim LaValle, pharmacist and board-certified clinical nutritionist here on eHealth Radio's Diabetes and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, Dr. LaValle, when you go to the doctor, is this a test doctors do on their own, or do we need to ask for it specifically?
Oh, no, they'll do it. Yeah, they'll do it. You just, it's one of the most simple tests that you can, they'll do. Everybody gets their blood pressure done. Everybody gets their blood pressure taken. So these are the most simple tests that every doc will do. But I'm going to tell you, most people don't go to their doctor and get these things done on an annual basis. So at the very least, go to a health fair, figure something out that way that you can get these things taken care of. And remember, stress can do it. A lack of sleep can change your blood sugar. Nobody realizes that. But you train your body to have a higher blood sugar as when you're, especially when you're not getting enough rest, because your body, your brain needs the blood sugar, so it makes your body hold on to it more.
Lastly, Dr. LaValle, what are some lifestyle changes that you recommend to avoid pre-diabetes?
Well, I think there's some key things that you should do. I mean, the first one is people need to sleep 7 to 9 hours. The next thing is really learn how to count your carbohydrates. Take in less carbs. I have this really novel thought process I tell people. Try to fast between meals, meaning you don't have to eat all day. Most people aren't that physically active. Try to walk 30 to 45 minutes 5 or 6 days a week. Then I think it's important that people think about a couple of dietary supplements and obviously manage your stress. But you can definitely walk. You can definitely watch your carbs. You can push away from the plate. You can make a smaller plate. All those things are easy enough to do. Magnesium is the number one nutrient that's associated with the development of insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. So if you don't have enough magnesium in your diet, which means eating 9 servings of vegetables a day, you better think about taking some magnesium. That's clear, right? So magnesium is easy. Now, one of the most interesting products out there is aged garlic extract. So Kyolic is an aged garlic extract. What I really like about it is they just showed a study with people that were obese and had type 2 diabetes. When they took aged garlic extract, what it did was it decreased the inflammatory signals in their body that lead to chronic disease. So when you get pre-diabetes, you start making a bunch of fires in your body. When you take Kyolic aged garlic extract, it put out the fires. So you didn't accelerate the rate of damage in your body. The other thing that happened, which is really interesting, is that blood pressure comes down, the blood vessels get better, and your lipids improve. So you don't increase the rate of rusting of your arteries, which is a key feature of people with prediabetes. You know, they start to make their arteries really gunky and rusty. So I really like that. And the other one that's important, and this is the American Diabetes Association telling us this, when your microbiome, when the good flora in your gut is compromised, when you don't have enough of it, or if you're not walking and creating blood flow to your intestine to nourish the good bugs in your intestine, that they die. And when they die off, they trigger inflammation. So taking a good probiotic is actually pretty important for people with diabetes, because they've shown that the higher the levels of circulating endotoxin, which is the die-off from those good bugs, the higher, the more your symptoms of metabolic syndrome. So you end up with more blood sugar, more higher blood sugars, higher blood pressure, higher bad cholesterol, lower good cholesterol, and gaining more weight. So when you think of the big three, magnesium, Kyolic aged garlic, and if you're already reaching for a Kyolic aged garlic, they've got a great probiotic that's, you know, third-party tested. It's fantastic, called Kyodophilus. Make it easy for people to go and look for one thing. But those are the key things. I mean, that's what you got to do. You really got to get the exercise going, count the carbs, reduce the sugar, get sleep, manage stress, get some key nutrients in your body, and it'll go a long way to helping you.
Well, certainly a load of awesome information here today on the topic and how to avoid pre-diabetes and how to detect it as well, and really appreciate all the information shared here today and for what you do in the space. Dr. Laval, where can listeners be in touch with you and also get further information per our conversation today?
I think just look at JimLaval.com. That's probably the best spot. I've got all kinds of tips. I think there's a carb counter up there that people can download so they can, you know, figure out how they can count the carbohydrates through the day. And if you gained weight or you're insulin resistant, just cut them in half.
Again, Dr. Laval, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
And thank you, too. We've been speaking with Dr. Jim Laval, pharmacist and board-certified clinical nutritionist, as well as an author who creates individualized health and wellness programs so you can age with vitality. And for further details per our conversation today, visit Kyolic.com. All links will be shared within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.